Translation: therefore, although I was born in a demoniac family, I may, without a doubt, offer prayers to the Lord with full endeavor, as far as my intelligence allows. Anyone who has been forced by ignorance to enter the material world may be purified of material life if he offers prayers to the Lord and hears the Lord's glories. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It is clearly understood that a devotee does not need to be born in a very high family, to be rich, to be aristocratic, or to be very beautiful. None of these qualifications will engage one in devotional service. With devotion, one should feel, quote, God is great and I am very small. Therefore, my duty is to offer my prayers to the Lord, end quote. Only on this basis can one understand and render service to the Lord. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 18:55, Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavan yashchashmi tatvataha tatomam tatvato gyadva vishate taranantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality as He is only by devotional service, and when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. End quote. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj decided to offer his best prayers to the Lord without consideration of his material position. Tasmaraham vigata viklava ishvarasya sarvatmana mahigunam yata manisham nicho jaya gunavisargam anupravishta puyeta yena hipuman anuvarnitena. So, the idea that God is too sacred and God's name is too sacred to be spoken is refuted here. God's name is sacred, that's a fact, and God's glories are sacred, but they're meant to be glorified, they're meant to be recited, they're meant to be chanted. Some people think we shouldn't say the name of God because it's so holy. But how will we become purified? What process will we take to purify ourselves so that we're pure enough? No, there is no preliminary process of purification that is required to qualify one to chant the glories of the Lord, because we're all eternally His parts and parcels. We're all His children. The child has the right to chant his father's glories, even if he's a rascal child. If someone says, well, you're just a rascal child, you have no right to glorify your father. No, that's not right. I may be a rascal, but my father's great, and I can chant his glories. And the father will always appreciate. The father will never say, well, who is this rascal son of mine glorifying me? No, he'll appreciate. Because the relationship is eternal. Nichasiddha Krishna Prema Sadhu Kabanoi Shrava Nichasiddha Krishna Prema Sadhu Kabanoi Shravanadi Shuddha Chitti Kore Udoi. For our Bengali speakers. Everyone is eternally servant of Krishna, lover of Krishna. But somehow or other, Krishna Bahir Mukha Hana Bhogavan Chakari Nikitasta Maya Tare Japatiyadare. When a living entity turns his face away from the Lord, becomes envious, then he's slapped down by Maya into the material world. But otherwise, as soon as he realizes his constitutional position as servant of the Lord, son of the Lord, lover of the Lord, friend of the Lord, then he can become purified immediately. There's no long term. He doesn't have to undergo some kind of additional penance, even though one is purified by chanting. It's not that he has to undergo so many births, and then he has to undergo so many austerities, fasting and tapasya, scorching the body, putting the body and surrounding the body with four fires and sitting in the hot sun, putting the body up to the cold water in the winter, up to the neck. He doesn't have to go through these things. Why? Because those are meant for persons who have not come. They have not realized yet, and they, in their ignorance, they feel that that's the way to get to God. It may be helpful. We don't deny that austerities have their benefits if one's consciousness is correct. But it's not required. To gain the mercy of the Lord and to gain the favor of the Lord, the only thing that's required is mentioned in this verse by Lord Krishna is bhaktyamam abhijanati yavanyas jasmitat. Only by devotional service can I be understood. In other words, that's the easy way. It's the best way. It's the preferred way. It's stated by Lord Krishna. If someone takes up another process, tapas vibhyo, jnani vibhyo, karma vibhyo, it's not required. Those processes are subordinate to the process of bhakti. Bhakti, one may be a beginner in bhakti. It's not that one necessarily immediately becomes the most qualified. There are some examples of that where one may have a sudden miraculous transformation and become completely pure devotee of the Lord. It's rare. Generally, it's a gradual process. Srila Rupa Goswami outlines it in his writings. Adho Shraddha Tata Saru Sangha. Beginning, there is some faith. Faith in the Lord. Faith that there's something beyond matter. Faith that there's something good. Faith that I can achieve something wonderful. Faith that there's a higher intelligence, a higher authority. Some faith in something divine. That's the beginning. Otherwise, if one has no faith, if he's faithless, he won't waste any time. So that's the beginning. Adho Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha. Then associate with those who are engaged in devotional service. Associate with the... And they're called sadhus because those who are engaged in the service of the Lord are saintly. At least they're trying to become saintly, so they can be counted amongst the saintly. Adho Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Tato Bhajana Kriya. Then he wants to become more firmly fixed and make an official pact to dedicate his life. That's initiation. One dedicates his life as a servant of Krishna. Before it's, he can still consider, maybe sometimes I will, sometimes I won't, but then he becomes firmly convinced, yes. And then there's many stages after that. Giving up all bad habits, becoming steady, fixed up, and then getting some taste in devotional service, taste for chanting, then starts to get more attachment to the Lord than ecstasy and prema, love. But in all stages, one is qualified to glorify the Lord according to his intelligence. In our movement, Srila Prabhupada has cautioned us, however, that as far as singing songs goes, Vaishnava songs, we should sing the songs of the great, the very advanced, because that way there'll be no discrepancies in rasa or philosophy or understanding. And plus, by singing the songs of the great Vaishnavas, we make extra advancement, because they've already won the favor of the Lord and the Vaishnavas, and now we're repeating their songs, their entreaties, and the Lord will be even more pleased. Krishna says, one who claims to be my direct devotee, I don't accept him. But one who claims to be the devotee of my devotee, I accept him. So, gopi bar tur pada kamale or dasa dasa anudasa. But in this case, Prahlad Maharaj was... It was understood that he was supposed to glorify the Lord. Sometimes we may have to speak, even though we don't feel ourselves qualified to speak before the Lord. What can we say? What is my heart? What is my position? I'm the lowest. Nietzsche, he uses some very strong words here about himself. Nietzsche. This word Nietzsche is... Let's see the translation. Nietzsche, although lowborn, so my position is very low, I don't have any qualifications, still, it's my duty to preach, or to glorify. What does preaching mean? Preaching means glorification. Kirtan, sankirtan. Kirtan means to glorify. Congregational glorification of the Lord. That's what preaching means. When we're preaching to someone, we're glorifying Krishna. We're glorifying the process of devotion to Krishna. We're glorifying the name of the Lord. Oh, this is all sankirtan. When we distribute books, we're glorifying the Lord. Bhagavad Gita is glorifying the Lord because it's the words of the Lord. We're enshrining them as being very valuable, as words to live by. People are looking for words to live by, for guidance. It's right there, Bhagavad Gita. You don't need any other books. And the Gita Mahatmya says, let there be one book, Bhagavad Gita. One mantra, Hare Krishna mantra. One God, Krishna. One process, bhakti, devotional service. So yes, there is only one way. And that way is, ultimately, even if someone says, well, there's many ways, because you can take up the jnana process, or the ashtanga yoga process, or this process. Yes, but ultimately, the way is that you'll have to come Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sadurlaba. You have to come to the point of recognizing Krishna anyway if you want to go to Krishna's planet, if you want to associate with Krishna. If you want to associate with the demigods, then Yanti Deva Prata Devan, you can worship the demigods. If you want to go to the Brahma Jyoti, then you can practice the jnana process. Neti neti aham brahmasmi, etc. But if you want to actually go to where the Lord is personally, and you want to be engaged directly in his service, then there is only one process, and that's bhakti, devotional service. So there's no disqualification according to one's birth or wealth, intelligence. Because we have these bodies and they're given to us according to our past activities. So, of course, if I get a body that is deficient, then yes, I can take credit for that, that it's proven. The proof is, look at me, this proves that I have, my past is not very auspicious, because otherwise why would I have such a body? Now, people become upset when, especially nowadays, they're not very much in favor of this idea of humility. They like pride more. We should be very proud. We teach our children to be proud of everything about themselves. They don't like to teach the children that they should be humble or regretful about any of their behaviors and things. But actually it's a good quality, and it's a required quality. Trinadapi suni chena tororapi sihishtana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadhari. For making spiritual advancement, one has to get free from pride and develop humility. So then it seems like a contradiction. If one's supposed to be humble, then why should he think that he's qualified to speak? Because the Lord is so kind that he will correct anything that's faulty. Ananyas chintayantamam yejana paripasate tesham nityabhyuktanam yogakshemam bahamyaham. Just as the parents, they always encourage the child to speak. Speak, speak, say something, and the child says something, and it's not very eloquent. It's not pronounced properly, but they're so overjoyed that the child is trying to speak. So similarly, the spiritual master and Krishna, they're happy when they see that their descendants are trying to glorify, trying to chant. It's like when we have our newer devotees and we're training them, and we say, would you like to go out and try to distribute some literature? Would you like to go out and chant? If they say yes, we encourage them, oh, very nice. This is wonderful. Doesn't matter the result, but the fact that one is trying, Krishna's pleased, the spiritual master's pleased. It is said that disciple can never repay the debt to his spiritual master that he has. But he should try by preaching enthusiastically. When we say preaching, we don't mean something that has a derogatory connotation. Maybe it's become derogatory because people say things that in the name of preaching that are not true, or that they don't practice, or that are meant to demean the person or make him feel bad. No. Our definition of preaching is to glorify the Lord. That's what it means to preach. And in the course of glorifying the Lord, we will see that where we come up short. You know, if the Lord is so great, and if everyone, Ekale Ishwara Krishna Arasababricha, if he's the only master, and everyone else is servant, then what am I doing trying to be the master? That's a logical conclusion. It's not a criticism, it's just the truth. So the truth sometimes stings. It's a bit painful When you go to a doctor and you say, "So, doctor, what did you find?" Do you want him to tell you the truth, or do you want him to tell you something pleasant? If you want him to tell you the truth, it may sting. You say, "Well, you've got a serious problem." "What's that, doctor?" "Well, you've got this and this." And then you say, then the next question you'll ask is, "Well, what to do?" "Well, there is a treatment. It's a little painful. Are you willing to take it?" "It's the only way you'll get free from this disease. You've got a serious disease." That's what the doctor's supposed to tell us. He's not supposed to flatter us. Say, "You've got wonderful tone in your muscles. Excellent tone. Your blood pressure's great. Your brain waves come through just fine." He goes through it. "Yeah, okay." You start getting a little suspicious. "Is there something else that you're not telling me?" "Well, yes." So the sadhu, he's the one, he's the doctor, he has, you could say, the thankless task or the thankful task. He has to tell us where we've come up short. "Well, you've got problems. You think you're this body. You've got serious problems. And because you think you're this body, you're engaged in all kinds of activities which are detrimental to your body, to your mind, and to your soul, and to everyone." We have to tell. If we don't tell them, then what kind of doctors are we? What kind of persons are we? If you have the truth and you don't reveal it, that's even a crime. If you're brought into a court of law and the judge says, "Did you see this person do this?" And if you deny what you saw, that's against, was it perjury? You've spoken something untrue under oath. So a devotee of the Lord has taken the oath that I have to speak the truth. Now, someone may say, "But can't the truth be spoken palatably?" Yes, to some extent. When the doctor, he tries to tell you as palatably as possible, but if he says you have a disease, I mean, it's still going to be painful. But fortunately, no matter how bad the disease is, the panacea is very easy and very sweet. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful, and he's Krishna, therefore he can devise a process for the age of Kali that is so sweet and simple that every sane person should take it. And that is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Inecheo Shadi Maya Nashi Baro Lagi, Hari Nama Mahamantra Lao Tumi Magi. I have the medicine, Lord Chaitanya says, to free you from the disease from which you are suffering. And it's the holy names. Chant the holy names of the Lord. Who can't chant? Anyone who has a tongue can chant. And if you don't have a tongue, you can listen to others chanting. So there's still no problem. Chant, 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 and we say can't, can't, can't. Even chanting we find too difficult. It's like today, Prabhupada asked his disciple, we were hearing that one sentence, I think. And so Prabhupada said, "Are you chanting?" She said, "Sometimes." She was honest. But that's our problem. That even the process is so simple, we have a hard time taking it. How much simpler can it get than chanting? We don't have to do all those difficult things. So at least we should take this process seriously, the chanting, and Then whatever else we can do on top of that, very nice. That should be our first priority in the day. Those who are initiated or those who want to be initiated should chant 16 rounds. That's Prabhupada's kindness, that he's given us a number of rounds that we can finish every day. We can do it. Another point here is, as far as my intelligence allows, this is also pointed out by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He gives a nice analogy that different birds can fly different heights. Some birds can fly only, you know, they stay around the trees. Some birds can fly high, miles high. There are some birds who can fly many. So he says, different birds can fly different heights. And I'm not very big bird or not very strong bird. I can only fly low. But anyway, I'll glorify the Lord according to my level, according to my intelligence. So from this we can learn, don't try to speak something beyond our realization. Don't speculate. Speak what we've heard, what we've understood. Sometimes people say, I can't preach, I don't feel, you know, what do I know? What if they ask me a question I don't know? We can admit that I'm just a neophyte, or I don't know that. I can take you to someone who does know. People won't mind. They won't object if we speak according to our realization. Prabhupada gave the example of little Saraswati, when she, the daughter of Malati and Shyamasundar. So she used to go up to people and say, do you know who is Krishna? He would say, no. He'd say, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada was very pleased with her preaching. She was preaching according to her realization. And people will benefit. Even if we can say, I like this chanting, it's so nice. Or I like prasadam. Hey, what's the prasadam? Oh, it's the most wonderful spiritual food you've ever tasted. You can just go on glorifying prasadam, and that's wonderful preaching. Prabhupada said it was the best part of our movement. So I think everyone can glorify prasadam. At least certain types of prasadam, isn't it? Gulab jamuns, samosas, pakoras, malpura, something. You can find some parts, some prasadam, you can glorify that. And that's, your life is perfect. And if you glorify it in someone else's, near someone else's ears, he'll say, what is this pakoras? What is this gulab jamuns? He'll develop a desire. Say, you have to taste these things. So then he comes and tastes, and his life has changed. So the nice part about glorifying the Lord is that it purifies the speaker, it pleases the Lord, and anyone who happens to hear it also gets the benefit. They become purified. What a wonderful process. The speaker's getting purified, the hearers are getting purified, the Lord is becoming pleased. And this is actually the process. So if we want to make rapid advancement, if someone says, all right, I'm not making enough advancement, I want to improve, then try to improve or expand your glorification of the Lord. Especially, we'll get recognition if we expand the glorification of the Lord when it's in the vicinity of others' ears. If we do it in such a way so that others can hear, then that's the very quick method. Prahlad Maharaj said, Shocheta tovi mukha cheta sa indriyarta Mayasukaya Bharam Udvahato Vimudhan. He said, I'm lamenting. He was already liberated. He was sure to go back to Godhead. But he said, I'm lamenting that all these Shoche Tito Vimukha Indrasi and Shoche Tito Vimukha Chetasa Indriya Vara Vito Vimudha. He used the word Vimudha, means the foolish persons. I'm feeling sorry for them. I want to take them back to the spiritual world also. We're in the mood of, we're trying to follow in the mood of Prahlad Maharaj and all the great devotees that want to save the other souls. As you have become fortunate by the mercy of the devotees, you should make others fortunate. You shouldn't be content, I'm going back to Godhead alone. No, you should want to take back as many souls as possible with you. And that will be a great service. Krishna says, Nachatasman Manusheshu Kaschin Me Kritama. There's no one more dear to me than one who preaches the message of Bhagavad Gita. That's glorification of the Lord. So thank you very much for hearing. And if there's any questions, we'll...